Dana White joins us. He is a friend of the program. He is the UFC president. UFC 247, Jones v. Reyes, February 8th from Houston, live on ESPN+. Dana, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, my man?
Dude, good to see you. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a blast here, man. I love Radio Row. This is fun.
Why?
You bump into a bunch of cool people. The fans are all here. And I wish the Patriots were in it. That dude over there with the Patriots jersey, huh? But, you know, it's fun, man. I love the energy here, and it never sucks coming to Miami.
No, not at all. I'll tell you who was great, too. Jorge Masvidal. I waited 30 seconds before I brought him up, man. He was so awesome. I've been talking to this guy nonstop, right? So he came on the show. That wasn't enough. I had to put him on the podcast because he needed more runway, right? He did that. That wasn't enough. I wanted to see him in person. He came up here. Man, watching him work this room, you'd be so proud. He is great with everybody.
People,
you know,
love that kid. People love him, man. He's authentic.
What do they love about him?
He's authentic. He's real. He's hardcore. And the stuff that went down with Usman, the stuff that went down with Edwards, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. That's how him and Diaz ended up fighting for the BMF belt. I mean, he's legit, he's real, and people feel it, and people like it.
Okay, you know what's so great about him too, Danny, is he's legit, and he's real, and he's raw. But, man, he's kind of like Amanda Nunes in the sense that they're both, like, really, they're charming, man. They're really charming. They're embraceable. But make no mistake, they will turn your lights out. I mean,
Exactly.
They will baptize you.
Absolutely right. And, yeah, like I said, people feel it. People know what's real and people know what's not. And they love
them. Dana White,
my guest.
Yeah.
Down here in Miami, we haven't had a fighter for Miami to embrace yet. You know? Now they got – since I got here, went to dinner last night, been walking around, everybody's yelling at me, when's Masvidal fighting in Miami? When's Masvidal fighting in Miami?
What do you tell them?
Not soon. We're going to bring him to Vegas. So him and Usman will fight in Vegas, probably International Fight Week. And then if he wins, maybe we'll do his first title defense down here in Miami.
Hmm. But have you decided that? Is that how that's going to go? You're going to have those two guys fight there?
Yeah, well, that was always the plan. And then whatever happened with them a couple days ago or yesterday or whenever that was, we hadn't announced it yet, but now this has forced me to announce it.
Dana White is joining us. All right, so you get into 247. Let me ask you really quickly about John Jones and how he looks as a fighter. What's your sense, and I'll get to that part, but what's your sense as where this guy is right now as a person these days and where his head's at?
The problem with this John Jones-Dominic Reyes fight is that the casual fans, everybody knows John Jones, right? The GOAT. They don't realize how tough of a fight this is for John Jones and how real of a guy Dominic Reyes is. Young, fast, knockout power in both hands, and hungry. Wants this fight, wants to beat Jones. If John Jones can get out of this fight with a win, I don't even know what's next for him. He's probably going to have to move to heavyweight.
We're talking to Dana White. One more thought about Reyes. He played college football. He is 12-0 as a fighter. But for those who have not seen him before, what kind of a fighter is he?
Yeah, he's a great stand-up fighter, in your face. Like I said, knockout power in both hands, has great kicks. This is a very interesting fight for John Jones.
Dana, what happens? You've seen this before. What happens, though, when you have a guy like that who you know has skills and he's dangerous, but he's never been on that big stage, at least not like this, against a champ, much less arguably the GOAT? What happens in that situation generally?
It's true. We're going to find out. And that's the thing I wish. I wish he had a couple more high-profile fights before this one. But this guy has fast-tracked his way to the shot with Jones. And like you just said, undefeated, has all the skills, all the tools. This is a very, very tough fight for Jones. You know, he's never been under the big lights going in against a guy like this. But Jones hasn't faced an opponent like this in a while either.
Uh-huh. Dana White joining us. As he mentioned about Jones, if he wins, man, a lot of things open up. What about Adesanya? Israel Adesanya, who's absolutely incredible to me. He's making some noise. He wants his shot at Jones. Is that a fight that you could see happening? And if so, would that happen soon?
Adesanya is going into a fight right now that makes no sense. He called out Yoel Romero, who he does not have to fight. You ask anybody, first of all, nobody's asking for Yoel Romero, okay? The exact opposite. And every guy who's fought him will tell you, every time they hit Yoel Romero, it hurt them. I'm telling you, this is true. This is fact from, you know, top world champions and top three guys in the world will tell you this about Yoel Romero. Adesanya calls him out and says, I feel like this is one of the baddest dudes in the world, and my legacy will not be complete without fighting this guy first. He could totally wait a couple more months and fight Paulo Costa like he's supposed to. He's taking this fight. So, if he gets through him, then gets through Paulo Costa, then he's got John Jones out there too, which is a very interesting, fun fight that probably shouldn't happen, but I'll probably let it if they want to.
Dana White, my guest. So at this point, do you trust John Jones? Like, he's going to keep that train on the tracks that far? Like, or do you go into every fight with this guy still holding your breath that something doesn't happen again?
He's been so much better that I don't feel that way like I did 2 years ago. Jones has, you know, been on the straight and narrow, been doing the right things. As far as I know, as much as I could know, he's been doing the right things. And he seems like he's in a really good place mentally, physically, emotionally. And I expect him to be there next Saturday and perform. And I expect an unbelievable fight.
UFC 247, Jones and Reyes, February 8th, Houston, live on ESPN+. Plus. About Houston? What's Houston like as a fight town?
Great fight town. Texas. Yeah. Texas as a state is a great fight state. Every city we go into, Texas has always been really good to us. Fun place to go to fights. Great restaurants in Houston. Great hotels. I actually can't wait to get to Houston.
Yeah, I can't say it, Dana. Because you understand my business, our business, when I built this thing from the ground up and we were going door to door ourselves trying to get people to carry the program outside of California, Houston was the first major market that took a chance on this show. So I never forgot that market. That is a great sports town.
Great sports town. Love Houston. Houston is a fun place.
Dana, before you go, Connor posted pics on his Instagram account of you handing him a stack of cash as his performance of the night bonus while at a dinner with Lorenzo. From the pics, it seemed like everybody was having a good old time, Dana. How was that dinner?
Dinner was awesome. We had a blast. And everybody thinks, you're the only one that's asked me about that. Everybody's speculating, oh, they were paying him his bonus in cash. First of all, Lorenzo wasn't even involved in the UFC anymore.
Right.
Number two, I am a huge gambler. Okay, I gamble all the time. I play blackjack, okay? And I had just won $150,000 before dinner. So Connor said,
playing
pull
blackjack.
It out. So I pulled the stack out, and I'm showing it to Connor. We're all cracking up. Lorenzo had said something funny about it, and that was my money. It was 100 grand in that bag. And I had just won that before dinner.
You were walking around with 100 gur on you.
Well, I was walking around with 200 on me. I won 150.
That's incredible. Like, so what kind of hands are you playing?
I play 3-4 nights a week.
Okay.
50,000 a hand.
Multiple hands?
Yeah. Before I flew here, I beat Mandalay Bay for 750,000.
Come on.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Right before I flew here. It's awesome. It's the best feeling in the world.
What's more intense? The feeling of winning that amount of money or the feeling of losing that amount of money? Does the good feel better
than the
bad feels?
They're very equal. The feeling of winning is awesome when you lose. But I'm in a different place with losing than I used to when I was younger. Because it's not.
You know why that is, Dana? Because you sold the company for $4 billion.
That's not it. That's okay. Not it. No matter how much money you have, nobody wants to lose a lot of money.
No, you're
right.
Fair enough.
So what happens is I don't look at it as I'm playing. This is one battle in the war that I fight, okay? So if I lose tonight, I'm coming back tomorrow, and I'm gonna. It goes back and forth.
Yeah, but do you need that kind of juice to enjoy it? I mean, you can't. You're obviously not sitting down at the $25 table, man.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Uh-huh. What about games? You bet games?
Not really. I don't bet a lot
of
games.
Just blackjack.
I'm gonna bet the Wilder Fury fight, and I'm gonna bet the Super Bowl this weekend. I'll bet big things like that. Here and there. I don't like doing a lot of sports betting. I know this is what most degenerates will tell you, but I'm just going to say, when I play blackjack, I feel like I have more control over the game than I do if I bet on, you know, the 49ers and the Chiefs this weekend. I have
sense.
No say in what happens.
I get that. So, Wilder Fury, who do you have?
It's a tough one, man, because Fury is such a good boxer, and Deontay Wilder is, without a doubt, the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. So the question is, will Fury outbox him for 12 rounds without getting caught?
Can he? Exactly. Can he go 36 minutes without getting caught that shot?
I think he can.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think he got a little too cocky in the first fight. He was he was handling him very well and boxing him very well in that first fight, and he got a little cocky, got a little lazy, and got clipped. But that being said, how about how fast he got back up after getting hit with that shot?
I asked him again. He was on the show earlier today. I said, Deontay, how did that guy get up from that shot? How did he wake up from that shot? And he just said there were a lot of prayers in the arena. I'm like, okay, but how did he get up from that shot?
Yeah, has nothing to do with prayers.
Can you explain it to me? Yeah.
What is how he got up from that shot is that guy is tough. Tough as nails with an unbelievable chin. Because when Deontay Wilder hits people like that, they do not get back up.
Ever.
And I think Deontay Wilder is one of the most exciting, charismatic. When you talk about being real, he's just like these guys like Masvidal and Diaz. Some guy was talking smack to him on the internet. He told the guy to come down to the gym. See that video?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you don't get any more legit than that. So
really quickly,
I love everything about Deontay Wilder. I just don't know if he can box with Fury.
So when you're signing fighters and you're recruiting fighters, are you recruiting real? Are you looking for real?
I'm looking for guys who can really fight. Yeah. Looking for guys that are really good. But if they have that other extra thing, whatever it is, if they have that Conor McGregor thing, Masvidal, Diaz, that's all just, the icing on the cake.
Last thought, does Conor still have that thing? When you and I talked about him in recent years, you would make the point, hey, look, when a guy got $100 million in the bank, it's going to affect them. It could change them. They might not want to work. Does Conor still have that it, that thing?
He looked unbelievable in this fight.
Yeah.
And for people that are saying, Cowboy shot, Cowboy's this, Cowboy's one of the best and one of the baddest to ever do it, and he showed up to win that night. And Conor McGregor ran through him like a freight train. McGregor looks better than he's ever looked. His head's in the right place. Mentally, physically, and emotionally, he is ready to roll. And I can't wait for his next fight.
What's next for him?
Probably the winner of Khabib and Tony.
Who do you like there? It's an amazing fight right there.
Amazing fight. I don't know. But you got to give the edge to Khabib. Never lost. Undefeated. Savage. Got to give him the edge.
All those things. UFC 247, February 8th from Houston. It is live on ESPN Plus. Jones v. Reyes. He is the president of the UFC, and we consider him a very good friend of this program, Dana White. Dana, that was an awesome hit. Really appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for everything.
Likewise.
Sincerely. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too.
Dana White covering a lot of ground on the row. That's a great hit. All right. We are coming right back.